Okay, shalom everybody. We're going to have our introductory shiur to the big topic of mitzvahs kiddush, or the mitzvah of kiddush midaraisa. And basically the reason why we're skipping ahead in the dapim is because throughout the coming dapim we're going to see a bunch of sugyas that revolve around the mitzvah of kiddush. So it really makes sense to first just do the mitzvah itself and then to see the related details. So that was my thought process. Okay, so let's begin from the Gemara in Kuv Vav Amud Aleph, and we'll chazer the Gemara together. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan Kuv Vav Amud Aleph. Zachor Samashavas Lekatro. So the Torah says in Parshas Yisro, Zachor Samashavas Lekatro. A pasuk that definitely needs to be unpacked, and we'll try to do that tonight. So the Gemara says Zochrehu Al Hayayin. So you should be zocher the Shabbos, you should mention the Shabbos, you should commemorate the Shabbos, al hayayin, with a kos of wine. Okay, not our topic tonight, but the relation, the precise status of making Kiddush al hayayin, you know, dafka using wine for Kiddush, is a discussion in Rishonim that I hope we get to soon. But that's not going to be our topic for tonight. So, in the Ela Bayom. So the Bryce originally thinks that that we are establishing a mitzvah of Kiddush during the daytime of Shabbos. Balayla minayin. How do I know that I do Kiddush at nighttime? Tavadomar zachar sama Shabbos lekadcho. So the pasuk says zachar sama Shabbos lekadcho. Rashi here fills in the blanks to explain how this pasuk would teach a chiyuv at night. So Rashi says lekadcho mashma mishaa shemiskadish hayom. That implies from the time that the day becomes sanctified. So if you learn Lekadcho as at the time of its Kiddush, at the time of its sanctity, or its sanctification, so then that would teach you that you should make Kiddush at night, because, of course, Shabbos becomes Kadosh at night. So the main drasha would be Zachor es Yom HaShabbos, right, that you make Kiddush during the day. The secondary drasha would be Lekadcho, that you also make Kiddush at the onset of Shabbos when it becomes Kadosh. So then the Gemara is bothered by the original formulation of the Braisa. The Gemara says, Balayla minayin, from where do I know that Kiddush is at night? We do Kiddush at night? Adarabba, ikar kiddusha balaylohu. Balaylohu Kaddush. The primary Kiddush is at night. Meaning the whole order of the Braisa is flipped, or it should be flipped around. It's backwards. In the Braisa, first presented the mitzvah of Kiddush during the daytime as if that was the primary mitzvah, and then it sought a drasha to teach you that we also say Kiddush at night, as if that's the secondary mitzvah. Says the Gemara, the primary mitzvah should be the Kiddush at night. You know why? Because the Chikadish Tchilas Yoma Ba'ile Kiddushay. Because when you make Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush at the beginning of the day. That's what would make sense, that you make Kiddush at the beginning of the day. And that's a very important line, and we're going to come back to that line. Visu, and what's more, and more so, Balayla minayin tamadomar zachor es yom, tana mehader alayla, v'konosiv lekra diyamama. Right? And a second problem, says the Gemara, is how can you quote me the pasuk of Zachor as Yom HaShabbos Lekadcho as a proof text for Kiddush at night when the pasuk is talking about what? It's talking about the day, Zachor as Yom. So that's exactly what the Gemara is asking. The Braisa is looking for a source for Kiddush at night, v'konosiv lekra diyamama, and it's bringing a pasuk that talks about the day? So those are the two questions of the Gemara. So, based on those two questions, the Gemara reformulates what the Braisa really meant to say. Hachi ka'amar. This is what the Braisa really says. Zochor es yom HaShabbos lekadcho, zochrehu al hayayin bichnisaso. You commemorate the Shabbos at its entrance, meaning at night. In li ela balayla. So that's true, meaning that's applicable to nighttime, that you make Kiddush during the night. Bayom minayin. Tamadomar zachor es yom HaShabbos. So comes the pasuk to teach you that not only should you make Kiddush lekadcho when Shabbos comes in, but also zachor es yom HaShabbos. You should also make Kiddush during the day. So Sof Kol Sof, the Braisa ends up flipping, and ends up saying that the primary Kiddush is the Kiddush that you make during the nighttime. According to Rashi, this comes from the word Lekadsho, because that you remember the Shabbos, or really the verb for Kiddush is Zachor, and Lekadsho teaches you that it comes at nighttime, Bechnisaso. And then in addition to that, you also have the Kiddush of daytime, Zachor Es Yom. Any questions so far? Brian? Just the Chazar of the Gemara. Yeah? Everybody read the Gemara that way? Great. Okay. Fantastic. Okay. Then the next sugya goes into Bayomai Mevarich. That's an additional topic of Kiddusha Rabbah, the Kiddush during the daytime. Okay? All right. Gishmak. So, what we have on our hands, Chevra, is the mitzvah de oraisa to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. And our Gemara quotes the pasuk of Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho as the makor for that chiyuv. Now, if I had to ask you, okay, so now this question is in your hands. From the Gemara, what verb in the pasuk tells me that I have to make Kiddush? Yeah, Brian.
Zachor?
Exactly. Right? Zachor is really the makor for recitation of Kiddush. Kiddush is a zechira. And the word lekadsho is coming to tell you when to do that zechira. That's Rashi's understanding of our Gemara. Pashtus. So this becomes interesting because when we look at the Mechilta, which is the Medrash Halacha, we know that there's two different types of Midrashim, right, Chevra? Medrash Halacha and Medrash Agada. So oftentimes when we quote the Medrash, we're quoting the Medrash Agada. That's like oftentimes when you see Rashi Ala Torah, he's quoting the Agadic statements that we find in the Medrash. But there's also Medrash Halacha. There's also additional Braisos that we find in the Medrash that are not recorded in the Gemara, that come from the Tanoim, that pertain to halachic statements. So the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel, which is the Medrash Halacha, and Sefer Shmos, so it says like this, Lekadsho, this is in source number 2 on your source sheets, Lekadsho bivracha, you should sanctify the day with a bracha, which refers, of course, to Kiddush. Mikan Amru, from here we learn, Mekachin al hayayin bechnisasa. Ein li ela kedusha layom, kedusha lalayla minayin, tamadomar ushmartem es ha-shabbos. Ein li ela shabbos, yamim tovim minayin, tamadomar ila moade Hashem, moade kodesh, asher tirkiru osam b'moad. So this is an interesting braisa that we find here in the Mechilta. Interesting Mechilta. First of all, what verb does it use to teach that you have to make Kiddush? It's going to be very significant for our analysis of the mitzvah. JJ?
Lekadsho.
Exactly, Lekadsho. That's in contrast to our Gemara, which says that it comes from Zachor. Right? So, on our hands, we have two possible verbs, two possible commandments that are the root for the mitzvah of Kiddush. Is the mitzvah of Kiddush a fulfillment of Zachor, of Zechira, of commemoration? Or is it a fulfillment of Lekadsho, of Kiddush, Kishmo Kein Hu, of sanctification? We're going to see that those two Mekoros really form the bedrock for two different ways of looking or defining, characterizing the mitzvah of Kiddush. Okay, that's point number one from the Mechilta. Point number two is that, remember, our Gemara, the original presentation of the Braisa in our Gemara assumed that which was the primary Kiddush and which was the secondary. Which was primary, which was secondary? Iker and Tafel? Brian?
Bayom was primary, according to the first reading of the Braisa.
Yeah. And Balayla was Tafel, right?
Yeah, secondary.
So that's interesting because, and then the Gemara flipped that, right?
Correct.
But the Mechilta never flips it. Did you notice that?
Yeah. The Mechilta is a different pasuk for learning out the Kiddush at night.
Right. Right. It uses Lakadcho to learn out Kiddush during the day. And it seems like that's the Iker. And then we have to appeal to a different pasuk of Ushmartem as HaShabbos for Kiddush at night. Yeah? So that's an additional question we have to ask on this Mechilta. Okay, we're not necessarily going to answer all of the questions tonight, but that's just an additional Nekuda that we have to point out from the Mechilta. And then in addition, the Mechilta mentions Kiddush of Yom Tov, which our Gemara does not mention. Right? Our Gemara talks only about the Kiddush of Shabbos. The Mechilta mentions the Kiddush of Yontif as well. And assuming that everything here is on the same playing field, which is not necessarily the case, but what does that say about the relationship between the Kiddush of Shabbos and the Kiddush of Yontif? Okay, so that's question number three, issue number three, that comes out of the Mechilta. Okay? For our purposes tonight, I want to really zero in on this question, this issue of the Makor, the precise Makor for the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Does it come from Lakadcho, or does it come from Zachor? However, this generally, by the way, is a methodological tool. Whenever you want to find out about the nature of a certain din or a certain mitzvah, you want to pay very careful attention to the source for that mitzvah, because it can be very telling. Right? The word and the phraseology that the Torah chooses to employ to teach a certain mitzvah oftentimes indicates to us what the nature of that mitzvah is. Okay? So now let's come to the Rishonim. Okay, and let's jump to the Rambam first. Okay, the Rambam in source number four says like this, and yes, Moshe.
A quick question, speaking of the source. In the Mechilta, when it says the Kadjo Bibracha, where is that from?
So the Mechilta is adding that in. It's interpreting it, saying, Likacho, how are you Mekadish? You do that with a bracha.
Can you just go over the timeline one more time, like between who wrote the Mechilta and if it, because then it says
the Mechilta is Tanoim. Right here it's okay. It's the Mechilta of Rabbi Shmuel, very, very early.
Okay. And our Braisa is what?
It's not clear who authored our Braisa, but it's also the Tanoim. It's from the same time period.
So they're taking what the Mechilta said and they're saying from that we say
it's a different statement of the Tanoim. It's two different statements. They're like competing statements.
Okay.
They don't necessarily have to agree with each other.
I was saying in the Mechilta where he says Mikan Amru Makdishin Al Yayin Biknisasa.
Yeah.
So what's that Mikan?
Mikan is not like it's Mikan Amru, meaning from this pasuk, from this usage, from the word Lakacho, they derived that you should make Kiddush at the onset of Shabbos.
Right.
Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to note together with you, I think what's generally known as a debate between the Rambam and the Ramban about two different ways of viewing the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush, and I think this is going to relate back to the precise makor for the mitzvah. Okay? When you saw the Rambam, how did you think that the Rambam learned the mitzvah of Kiddush? What's the mitzvah of Kiddush all about, according to the Rambam? Schaefer? Elon?
More about that, it's more about Zachor and about distinguishing Shabbos from every other day of the week.
Good. And what's the content with which you do that?
How
do you distinguish it? How do you distinguish it?
When we make Kiddush on Yayin, when it enters and when it leaves.
Okay, so I'm getting just an additional point. Okay, I guess let's take the Sefer HaMitzvos first. So in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam records the mitzvah of Kiddush. The HaMitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, 155, Hishitzivanu Lekadish Es HaShabbos. Now pay careful attention. Vilomar Devarim Bechnisaso Uvi Yitziaso. that in order to do Kiddush, you say certain things at the beginning of the Shabbos and at its end. So you see, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kiddush includes Havdalah. That's going to be significant going forward. Nizkor Bam, with those words, we will commemorate Godel Hayom Hazeh, the greatness of this day, Uma Alaso, and its stature, Vehevdelo Mishar Hayomim Hakod Mimimenu, and its distinction from the days that precede it, Vehaboy Macharov, and from the days that follow it. Vehu Amro Yisale Zachor Esom HaShabbos Tekadcho. That's what the Torah commands us to do when it says Zachor Esom HaShabbos Tekadcho. So you see, first of all, that the Rambam integrates the two verbs. On the one hand, he says that Shitzivanu Lekadesh Es HaShabbos, you're supposed to sanctify the day, and then he says Nizkor Bam Godel Hayom Hazeh, that you're supposed to say words with which you commemorate the greatness of the day. And the Rambam quotes the drasha from the Gemara. And here the Rambam really adds in his own words, Zecher Kedusha V'Hagdala. So you see again this integration. It seems like for the Rambam that the main verb is Zachor, as Ilan said. You're supposed to commemorate. But what type of commemoration is that? What sug? What quality? What's the character of that commemoration? It's a zecher kedusha v'hagdala. So Likadsho teaches you the type of zikaron that you're doing. Okay? Zachor Sama Shabbos Likadsho. Likadsho is not teaching you not necessarily only the timing of the zikaron. It's teaching you the content or the type of zikaron that you're doing. You are doing a zikaron that attests to the kedusha, to the sanctity and the greatness of Shabbos. V'zohi mitzvahs kiddush. Then he goes on to quote v'lashon mechilta zachor sama Shabbos lekadsho kadshehu bevracha ubeveyur amru zachrehu al hayayin. V'amru gam kin kadshehu bechnisasa v'kadshehu bitziasa klomar ha'avdala shigam kin chilek mezechiras Shabbos mitukenes u'mitzuva. Okay, so you see the Rambam, first, the Rambam quotes the Mechilta and the Gemara back to back, right? Almost like as if they're not in tension with one another. And I think the reason for that is because the Rambam sees Zachor and Likadsho as two parts filling in one bigger picture. For the Rambam, the Iker HaMitzvah is the Zikarnon, Zachor. But you have to prod further. What is it, or what's the content of that Zikaron? What type of Zikaron are you doing? So that's where you need the Mechilta. Likadsho, Kadshehu Bevracha. The Bracha is the Zikaron, but the Zikaron fulfills the idea or achieves the goal of Kiddush. Kiddush means to separate, to uplift. Okay, so according to the Rambam from the Sefer HaMitzvos, Kiddush itself is a zikaron, it's a commemoration. And what the accomplishment that the Kiddush does is to separate and distinguish the day of Shabbos from other days. Anybody want to fight with me over my reading of the Sefer HaMitzvos, or you think I'm right? Brian, is that how you read it? Ish? Any other suggestions? Schaefer? Schaefer, you agree with me? Thumbs up? Okay. Okay, so I think that's a pretty compelling read of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He's trying to integrate Zachor and Kiddush and Likadsho by saying that the Mechayiv, what you have to do is the Zikaron, but Likadsho is Megale, the type of Zikaron that you need to do. Now, I think this is consistent with the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos as well, in source number 4. The Rambam begins Perek Chavtes of Hilchos Shabbos, which is the Perek where the Rambam delves into the dinim of Kiddush, and he tells us, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, Lekadish Es Yom HaShabbos Bidvarim. Which I think means that you accomplish the Kiyum HaMitzvah, in Rav Soloveitchik's language, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Kiddush, the separation and distinction of Shabbos from other days. But the mechanism with which you do that is zikaron, bidvarim. The ma'isa mitzvah is the zikaron. Shnei emar zochor es hamashabas lekadsho, klomar, zochrehu, commemorate it, zechira shavach v'kiddush. What type? A zechira of shavach v'kiddush, of praise and distinction. V'tzarech lezochreo bechnisaso v'yitziaso, bechnisaso b'kiddush hayom, v'yitziaso be'avdala. Okay? So I think, according to my reading of the Sefer HaMitzvos, it emerges that the Rambam is very much consistent between the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Mishneh Torah at the beginning of Perek Chof Tes of Hilchos Shabbos. Because again, if we break it down like that, the Ma'is HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah, so to speak, right? The mechanism and the goal, the purpose, the achievement, the telos. So the mechanism is the zikaron. The Torah tells you you have to commemorate the Shabbos. But if you want to know what the purpose of that, what type of zikaron is that, it's lekadsho. To separate and distinguish the Shabbos with words of praise and distinction. Moshe. Nothing?
No hand, but sorry, can you just say that one more time? What's your opinion on that? Where the mechanism is the zikaron?
Yeah, do you think I'm right? I mean, I want to make sure you guys, if you think I'm correct. I think what the Rambam is trying to say is klomar zochrehu zechira shavach v'kiddush, that the ma'isa mitzvah is zikaron. It's a commemoration. You say something, right? Lekadish es hayom bidvar. So you say, that's the ma'isa mitzvah. The kiyom mitzvah, which dictates the type of commemoration that you're doing, is shevach v'kiddush. It's to praise Shabbos and thereby distinguish it from the rest of the week, which is what he says in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Yeah, Jake.
So when we read it, we
challenge me, fight me.
I don't know how much sense it makes, but I mean, we kind of had Rambam internally contradicted with himself, but we were thinking that more if Rambam reads it as, let's say, like as zechira or zachar as the makor for kiddush, then you're going to get out of that kilomar zachar zechira shevach kiddush. That the inyan of kiddush will be more of like this idea of like shevach and saying how great like the day of Shabbos is, versus if you were to say that it's more the makor is the kadsho, then the inyan of kiddush is more as what he says after, that the ending of Kiddush is more about separating Shabbos from other days. That like whichever one you take, then that's kind of what, like whichever Makor you use for Kiddush, that's kind of what Kiddush will come to mean.
Okay, so I think you're right. So I think I'm saying most of what you're saying, but I think I'm trying to make sense of it all in saying that really the Makor for the mitzvah is Zachor, but Lekadsho teaches you something critical about the mitzvah. And it teaches you what you're trying to achieve, and in turn, the type of Kiddush that you do, the type of Zikaron that you do. And I think that's true in his Lashon, right?
Right.
In both places, he says, Shetzivanu, or mitzvah, Lekadish es HaShabbos. And I think by that, he means that's the eventual objective. That's the goal that you're going for. But how do you do that? What does the Torah tell you to do in order to fulfill that? So that's Nizkor Bam Godel Hayom Azeh Ma'alaso, or Klomar Zochrehu Zechira Shavach V'Kiddush. That's Zachor. That's Zikaron.
Right. Okay.
Aiden, you got a question or no? No? Okay. Okay, so I'm a strong believer that's Shitas HaRambam. Okay? So if push comes to shove, someone pins you against the wall, what's the mocker for the mitzvah of Kiddush for the Rambam? It's really both, right? It's Zachor, because that's what you have to do, but it's Lekadsho, because that's the type of thing that you have to do. And that's really the purpose of the mitzvah. When we come to the Ramban, yeah, Moshe, yeah.
I guess there is another way to read it, but I feel like that would be kind of the go-to. The kind of somewhat both, but like the end goal is from the pasuk, like lekadisho, right?
Yeah, in order to be right. Mekadesh. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so it seems like it's...
Okay. So the Ramban comes on to an entirely different approach here, really stressing the idea that of kiddush, of sanctification, and perhaps tying this back to lekadsho being the real makor for the mitzvah. Okay, so let's see the Ramban al Torah in source number 3. And I quoted you just a little segment, it's not the entire piece, but hopefully this should suffice for tonight. Avol Rabbeinu od bo megish mimilas lekadsho. So Chazal interpret lekadsho on an additional level, namely shenikadshehu bezikaro, that we should sanctify the Shabbos through a commemoration. Now, pay very careful attention to, because so far you might say, that's not so different from the Ramban. But look at what the Ramban compares the mitzvah of kiddush to. Ke'inyin v'kidashtem eshnas ha-chamishim shana shehu ta'un kiddush bezdin lomar biyovel mikudash. Afkan tziva shenizkor es yom ha-shabbos b'kadshenu osa. So the Ramban compares the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos to the mitzvah for bezdin to proclaim the 50th year, the yovel year, as mikudash. So what is the implication of that comparison? Brian, what do you think? If Kiddush on Shabbos is comparable or akin to Beis Din's being Mekadesh the 50th year, what does that tell you about what we're doing with Kiddush on Shabbos? Ilan? Any idea?
You're really just distinguishing it.
Is it just distinguishing it?
Oh, was my mute on? Oh, wow.
No, I'm happy you said that. Is it just distinguishing it? When Beis Din says Mekudosh, Mekudosh about Yovel.
I think it's sanctifying it.
Exactly, Schaefer. Exactly, exactly. And the concept of sanctification is different from proclaiming it distinguished. Sanctification means that you are investing this either day or the year with its sanctity. It means whether, this is where it gets a little bit complicated and I'll explain, but in a normal case of Kedusha, you take something that is not holy and you invest it with Kedusha. Okay, the prototypical case of investment of Kedusha is a korban. You take an animal. That animal is just, it's nothing, you know, you could shecht it the next day and eat it with your family. And instead, you take that animal and you proclaim that it is kadosh. It is sanctified for the purpose of being a korban shlamim. So now, what the Ramban is saying here is you're doing the same thing to Shabbos, just as Beis Din does to the 50th year. The 50th year, when it comes, needs to be sanctified in order to attain its status as the Yovel year. That's what Beis Din does. Says the Ramban, so too with respect to Shabbos. When Shabbos arrives, man is obligated to invest Kedusha into the day. Now, we need to backtrack that or qualify that a little bit, because we know that Shabbos is, as the Gemara says, it's Kadosh V'Kayam. Right? It doesn't need the proclamation of man to be sanctified. It's sanctified in its own right. When the seventh day arrives, this, Brian, this is what you were going to say? When the seventh day arrives, that Shabbos, regardless of what Brian or I think, doesn't really matter what we think or say, it's Shabbos. So what exactly does the Ramban mean? So here is where Rav Soloveitchik came on to another parallel, also from the world of Kadshim. Okay? There's a certain korban called the Bechor. Everybody knows about the Bechor? Right? A firstborn animal to your flock needs to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's given to the Kohanim, brought as a korban. Yeah? The Gemara says that a Bechor is what's called Kadosh Meirechem. It's sanctified from the time that it comes out of the womb. But nonetheless, there's a mitzvah for its owner to be Mekadish it, to declare it sanctified. So apparently there is such a concept in halacha where something could be intrinsically kadosh, but nonetheless there's an obligation for man to recognize that kedusha, to proclaim it. Perhaps you could say to invest to invest an additional layer of kedusha in it, or additional aspect of kedusha to it. So too with respect to Shabbos. Shabbos is kadosh, no matter what you or I say. But says the Ramban, the mitzvah of Kiddush, just like when it comes to the Bechor, so too with respect to Shabbos, the mitzvah of Kiddush is for man to invest the day with an additional aspect of Kedusha, or at least to recognize that Kedusha, that sanctity. I think probably more to invest it. And if that's the case, then the Ramban's approach to Kiddush is different from the Rambam's. The Rambam's approach is Shabbos is Kadosh. The mitzvah of Kiddush is to declare its distinction from other days. For the Ramban, the mitzvah is to invest the day with a human declaration of Kedusha. And that's the parallel to Yovel. Yeah, Brian.
Two questions. The first, and maybe now based on that interpretation, the Ramban will make more sense. Why do we need to do that?
Oh.
If it has its own intrinsic value.
Right. So I think that's the Chiddush HaTorah. That's why we're appealing also to that idea from Bechor. That sometimes the Torah wants man to do something, even if that, you know, the goal or the effect exists in its own right.
So then why only by Shabbos?
As opposed to what?
Oh, never mind. Okay, fine. Never mind. No, okay, fine. Meaning it would maybe apply to Yontif also, if we're saying Kiddush on Yontif.
Could be.
Okay, and then wouldn't a distinction between Shabbos and Chol be a byproduct of the proclamation of Shabbos as Kodesh in addition to its inherent status, right?
For sure. But the question is the emphasis. For the Ramban, the emphasis is on the investment of Kedusha. For the Rambam, the emphasis is on the distinction. Right? The proclamation of distinction. Okay? So if we continue in the Ramban here, I just want to get to another important line before we get to some ramifications that I think will further demonstrate this idea. So he quotes V'kachomim b'mechilta l'kacho, kacheo b'vracha. So it's interesting that the Ramban goes out of his way to quote the Mechilta. Why is that l'shitaso? Why does he quote the Mechilta? Because what's the mucker from the Mechilta?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right now you see why I stress the distinction, Brian, between Lakacho and Zachor. Because for the Rambam, the mitzvah is really a zikaron. It's Zachor. And Lakacho informs you something about that zikaron. But for the Ramban, the mitzvah is Lakacho. It's to be Mekadesh. Then he adds later, V'kach amru nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah, v'zeh al kiddush halayla. That's talking about kiddush at night. Lefisha kol hatuunim kiddush miskachim bechnisasan pa'am achas. Anything that requires sanctification is sanctified at its onset one time. Kigon kiddush hachodesh v'kiddush hayovel. Again, you see the Ramban comparing the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos to kiddush hachodesh, sanctifying the month, and kiddush hayovel, sanctifying the 50th year, which are certainly dinim of investment of kedusha. And then at the very end, he says, "Umisham tilmod she amitzvah azos lamidas lamda mimidas lekadsho." That's the makor for kiddush, according to the Ramban. Oh, so now, based on that line that the Ramban just said, "Lefisha kolatu unum kiddush miskadshim bechnisasan pa'am achas." Anything that requires sanctification is sanctified at its very beginning. Jump down to the last set of Mekoros, 8, 9, and 10. The Tur quotes an idea, which is recorded in Shulchan Aruch, that u'kish yavo leviso yimaher le'echol miyad. You should eat immediately. Desanya zachar samashabas tekacho zachreyu alayayin bich nisasa. That you should do kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos. Right, so the Torah is saying that if you're supposed to do kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos bech nisasa, that's not only telling you that you should do it at night; it's also telling you that you should do it right away, right upon the entrance of Shabbos. Yeah, this is a good raya. Whenever you get back home from shul on Friday night and everybody's dilly dallying and having all of their, you know, their shmuzim, whatever, you'd say, "We gotta make kiddush. We gotta make kiddush because we gotta be mekadish bech nisasa." Yeah, Shulchan Aruch records this as well. Mishnah Berurah says, "Yemaher lechol haynu lekadish kedei sheyizkor Shabbos be'ez tchilas knisaso dechol kama demikadminon leitvei adif." Because as early as you can do it, the better. So, Chevra, I always thought that this idea, although the Torah is quoting really our Gemara, it would have been even better if we quoted the Mechilta. But I always thought that this idea was very much tied to that line in the Ramban, where the Ramban says, "Lefi shakola tu'unim kiddush miskadshim b'chnisasan pa'am achas." Anything that requires sanctification is sanctified at its beginning once. Meaning to say that if you want to sanctify Shabbos, you want to sanctify it at its very beginning. Because you want to sanctify the entirety of the day. That's why a kiddush happens at the beginning of the month or at the beginning of the 50th year. Because you're sanctifying the entire month and year that await you, that are ahead. So too when it comes to Shabbos. So I always thought that this idea that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch codify, that you should make Kiddush as early as possible, was a fulfillment of the Ramban's approach to Kiddush, that you want to include as much of Shabbos in that sanctification as possible. Now it could be that it's just the din of Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvos, you know, just You want to make Kiddush as early as possible, and that would be true for the Rambam as well. But if this is something internal to Kiddush, so you want to do that as quickly as possible because you want the sanctification to apply to as much of the day as possible. Now, in addition, let's demonstrate this as well. So the Rambam very clearly believed that Havdalah was a mitzvah d'oraisa d'rabbanon, guys. Havdalah.
D'oraisa.
Yeah. Right, he includes Havdalah as part of the Geder HaMitzvah of Zachor, both in Sefer HaMitzvos and in Mishneh Torah. Now, the Magen Mishnah, for example, thinks that Havdalah is only midrabbanan. Kiddush, that's d'oraisa, but Havdalah, that's midrabbanan. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What do you think? You tell me. New?
Let's say that line in the Ramban again, that the Magen Mishnah sees it like that, that it wants to be sanctified once in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. You don't sanctify retroactively, right? You sanctify proactively or prospectively, right? You sanctify at the beginning. So Havdalah is not a sanctification. So if Kiddush, by its very nature, is a sanctification, that doesn't leave room for Havdalah in the mitzvah of Kiddush. But if Kiddush is a declaration of distinction, so then that certainly leaves room for Havdalah. A lot of people like to describe the Rambam's mitzvah of Kiddush as bookends of Shabbos. You distinguish Shabbos on either one of its ends. You distinguish the beginning of Shabbos from the preceding week, and you distinguish the end of Shabbos, such that Shabbos is its own unit. You create an independent unit. That's what a distinction is, to take Shabbos and distinguish it from the rest of the week. If that's the case, so then Havdalah can certainly be part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Perhaps that's the Nekudas of Machlokas between the Rambam and the Magen Mishneh, whether the mitzvah of Havdalah is the Oraisa or the Rabbana. According to the Rambam, of course it's the Oraisa, because it's the opposite bookend of Kiddush. But for the Magen Mishneh, it's only Midrabbanan, because the mitzvah of Kiddush is to invest the day with Kedusha. That's a Kiddush concept at the beginning of Shabbos. That's not relevant to the Havdalah that you make at the end. So what we saw tonight, and hopefully we'll continue this discussion on Wednesday night, Bezus Hashem, and we'll get deeper into it. We're just setting the setting the framework. We saw the Gemara, which had the Makor of Zachor for the mitzvah of Kiddush, and the Gemara said that the mitzvah of Kiddush should dafka be b'chnisasa. Then we saw the Mechilta, which had the Makor from the Kadsho. We raised a couple of other questions in the Mechilta that we'll have to get back to. We analyzed the Machlokas between... We analyzed first the Shita of the Rambam, the integration of Zachor with the Kadsho. We analyzed the position of the Ramban, the stress on the Kadsho, the comparison to Yovel, to Bechor, to Kiddush HaChodesh. Then we analyzed the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, and we tied it back to the precise makor for the mitzvah of Kiddush. Does it come from Zachor? Does it come from the Kadsho? Then we mentioned that a possible ramification of the position of the Ramban would be the Mihirus idea that we see in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, that you should make Kiddush as quickly as possible on a Friday night. And finally, we concluded with the machlokas between the Rambam and the Magen Mishneh, whether Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and we tied that also back to the machlokas, whether Kiddush is about a zikaron, a declaration of distinction for the Rambam, and therefore Havdalah is included, or it's about the investment of Kedusha parallel to the mitzvah of Bechor, and therefore Havdalah would be excluded from the mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay? We wish everybody a great rest of the week, and we will continue with the Sugya of Kiddush, Be'ez Hashem, on Wednesday night.